Welcome to episode 143 of Grits to Glitz, a special Project Runway Glitz Blitz, the podcast that asks the question, can I skip away from Tim Gunn just to hear him talk about my ebullient departure? Woo-hoo, ebullient. For those of you who don't listen to our regular episodes, Tim Gunn is the original vocabulary vixen, I do believe.
I think you're right.
That music, by the way, that's Cyclops singing Love That Fashion from the PodSafe Music Network. I'm Amy. I'm fashionable in Las Vegas.
I'm Bay. I'm vixenish in Tennessee.
And if you want to give us a call and leave us a message, which we love it when you guys do, that's 206-309-7232.
Or you can write to us at Amy or Bay at gritstoglitz.com, or you guys don't know what you're talking about at gritstoglitz.com.
Or Blaine rocks at gritstoglitz.com.
Oh, that was so sweet. Thank you.
Okay, so we watched
Project Runway.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Every Wednesday. Every single Wednesday. Oh, you know who else does?
Who else?
Peter in Atlanta watches the project.
Oh, my gosh.
How can we get an invite to his Project Runway watching parties? Because they're getting more fun. As the season goes along, he's getting a crowd.
I know. He really is. And I don't know. I was thinking about offering to tend bar and make my, you know, famous contest winning drinks for him and his guys.
But we don't qualify to sit on the big fluffy gay couch.
Oh, my gosh. That was so fabulous. Last week's episode of They Don't Know, the Project Runway Scrappy is what he calls his Project Runway recaps.
Ours are Scrappies, Glitz Blitz.
And I love that.
His is Scrappy.
Yes, they said they were gathering on the big gay couch. I want to be in the middle of the big gay couch. Please, please, I need an invitation. How do we do this?
You know what, though? We have our gays, though. If one is going to have one's own gays, we've got ours. We can't have more.
Excuse me, there's no such thing as having too many gays. What is wrong with you?
One just
I'm
going
to revoke your fag hag card if you keep that up.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Oh, but we're supposed to be talking about Project Runway and Peter. We just have to say really quickly, if you haven't listened to They Don't Know last week's episode, Run, Don't Walk, go listen to it. It was a fabulous episode.
Go subscribe on iTunes because the rest of the season is coming at us like a bullet.
It really is.
Golly.
And besides, Peter and his gang will be there when Amy and I are on vacation in a couple of weeks, and that will be 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Yeah, because I leave on the 27th, and you're going to be – well, we're going to have like 1 week in there in between where we can go, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, did you see – and then we'll have to go off and have another week that we're off.
Okay, so listen to They Don't Know, it rocks. And tonight's Project Runway, do we know what episode this is?
No, I stopped counting. I think this was episode 8. This was the fabulous Diane von Furstenberg episode.
This is the Diane von Furstenberg episode. Diane von Furstenberg episode. And thank heaven, I know, third week in a row I'm saying this. I'm so glad they've gotten the gang down to a manageable number and I can remember everyone's names.
Yes. Well, and I've been taking notes. I took notes on the runway. So when we get to that part, we'll get to that part. But first of all, I want to ask the runner-up question for this episode was, okay, who doesn't want to marry Mary-Kate?
I don't want to marry Mary-Kate.
Raise your hand. I don't want to marry Mary-Kate.
Everyone in my house just raised their hands, including my cat.
And Tim Gunn. Tim Gunn doesn't want to marry Mary-Kate. I bet Peter doesn't either.
Maybe that explains the obsession with the bobblehead magazine cover that they showed at the beginning of six episodes.
Well, no, not quite all of them. They skipped it for an episode or two just to give us hope. Hey, they stopped showing it. No, it's back. Okay. But
maybe that explains the reason that they showed it. So they knew that Blaine was obsessed with Mary-Kate.
They were trying to get her just into our brains so that we would be obsessed with, nah, it's not going to work. They went to Diane von First. Oh, first of all, Leanne wanted to keep her model. Nobody has done any model swapping this season, have they?
I don't recall any model swapping.
Shannon's gone, so there's no reason to want to swap anymore.
Just, we're all in shock, too. We're just in shock.
I miss Shannon. She was cool. But anyway, then they said, we're going to go see a fashion legend. And Blaine said, oh, Mary Kate. No, she's not a legend. Shut up. And they... not a legend. Diane von Furstenberg, though. My heterosexual male who doesn't watch the show with me asked, is Calvin Klein a fashion legend? And I said, you know, he's not in the same league as Diane. Don't you think...
Wow, I...
Calvin's kind of mass market. I always think of Diane as being more exclusive.
That's true. That's very true. And we do love the Diane. So, yeah, she's more of a legend. Although I got to say, I think Michael Kors is getting too legendary status. I give him a little more time.
Now, there's a Michael Kors outlet in Prim, Nevada. There's not a Diane...
So you think that makes him not von Furstenberg outlet?
No. No, but...
Food for thought.
Yeah.
But she does do magnificent thing with prints, and it was so much fun watching the designers rip into the prints.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
What is the CFDA Foundation?
The Creative Fashion Designers Association. The Cat Fanciers Diabetics Association. The...
I tried to look it up, and it sounded like a professional organization, not a charitable organization. So I'm wondering why the proceeds are going to the CFDA Foundation.
I don't know.
And why that's a good thing.
Considering my recent appearance on another podcast, I'm not going to keep thinking of possibilities for those abbreviations.
Please, please stop, because you have a foul mouth, and I didn't even know.
No.
I did not know.
No.
The terrible things you can say.
But anyway, no. They did abuse her fabric, didn't they? They
yes,
beat
they
it
did.
Up. They mugged it. They dragged it down an alley and had their way with it. It was ugly. It was, if you're a fabric lover, it was, you just turn your head.
Yep. And Jarrell made a comment about it, which was fun. Was it Jarrell?
Yeah. Now I have a question for you. Have you seen A Foreign Affair?
No, I'm not a big Marlena Dietrich fan, and I know people are going to throw toasters at me for saying that.
I won't.
When I catch a Marlena Dietrich movie, I'll generally stay with it until the end, but I don't go out of my way to watch them when I know they're coming up.
Yeah, she never did really thrill me.
I preferred... Oh, gosh, now my brain is going blank. Madeline Kahn's impression of her.
I'm tired, sick, yes. And tired of love. Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I'm not a big, but I don't hate Marlena Dietrich. I'd rather look at her than Mary-Kate Olsen.
True. Oh, absolutely. Yes, excellent point. Which brings us back around to, they were supposed to create something that, and they told them up front, they will be selling this to a mass market, to American Express cardholders. And so they knew when they were designing it, they better make something that people gonna buy.
Right. That must be really hard.
Yes, for these designers who are used to dressing toothpicks. If you're going to make something that actual people might have to wear, you have to consider that most people aren't shaped like toothpicks.
Yes, most people are not shaped like toothpicks. Most people are shaped like people.
Yeah. Okay, so... There was the highlights of the middle of the episode. They did a whole lot of making clothes. They, you know, as much as they built it up in the previews that they were going to go, oh my gosh, there's such a time rush and we're all screwed. And it turned out that was just like the last hour or so. Everybody seemed to be working along. I kept thinking they're going to throw something extra at them to make it more hectic. But no, it just seemed like poor time management for the most part. People trying to make five pieces in 20 minutes.
Right. And I don't know. To me, okay, I will be honest. This was not my favorite episode. I just, the designers looked exhausted. And they showed some scenes where people were being a little bit catty. Just a little bit. It was kind of edited for dramatic effect. And all I could think was, this is a direct result of not having enough sleep and being exhausted. Everybody looked worn out.
There was a lot of trash talk going on. There was...
Well,
I thought...
Joe was rolling his eyes and sticking out his tongue a lot, which was...
Childish.
I thought, unnecessary.
Yeah.
But again, everyone looked exhausted.
Well, that's what I thought. When Kenley started breaking down in tears, I thought... She doesn't have any friends, and she's tired. She's really, really tired.
Yeah. They could barely move their little arms. Oh, those poor designers. Let them have some sleep. Maybe they'll stop making such ugly clothes, because here's the other part of my confession. I really didn't like this challenge. In terms of clothes.
But did it have the possibility to be a stupendous challenge with those gorgeous fabrics?
Yes.
And,
yes,
and the chance to make real clothes that people could wear. And for Diane von Furstenberg, wow.
Yes. Well, they were flipping through the Diane von Furstenberg book of the fall wardrobe. It was like, wow, that's gorgeous.
Make that.
Gee,
I
want that. That's amazing. Gosh, I want that. And then we saw the runway, and it was kind of like, no, please, no.
That was a sin against fabric. Some of those things were just, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's zip right on up to the runway. First of all, I think Heidi has gone Amish.
What?
Did you? That or she joined a Amish convent. Did you see that sackcloth? Potatoes. Well, no, I don't even want to say. I don't want to put down the designer who made it. But oh my goodness, it was so modest,
demure, wasn't it? It's almost as if she listened to Nina Garcia's comment a few episodes ago.
I think I have a theory. Actually, I think that the reason Nina Garcia hasn't been on lately is she said, "That's it. I am not going to come back until you wear something decent."
Oh, you know, you're always asking me if I read the blogs and the message boards, and I know all the backstage gossip. And this week I get to ask, did you read the blogs? Do you know what was going on with Nina Garcia's absence?
Well, did you read Laura Bennett's interview on Project Runway? Because they said Nina was sick.
Yes, Nina was sick.
And so they called Laura an hour before the judging to say, you live 10 blocks away, get here.
And she graciously did, because Laura Bennett is fabulous, and I adore her. And we didn't even talk about how much we adored her last week, except I did say that when they edited the excuse me in, it struck me as just an excuse me, I didn't understand what you were saying, not a mean, bitchy, awful. And in the interview, that she confirmed it. I was right.
She said exactly that. Yes, they edited that together because Keith said something and she didn't hear. And she politely, you know, nicely said, excuse me. And then they edited it together to make it like, excuse me. And flames shooting out of her eyes. And yeah.
I know. I was just, oh, the editing drives me crazy. So, yes. Nino, excuse me. If you can edit that out, I'd appreciate
sure.
it. But if you can't, I understand. So, yes, I think Heidi was dressed more demurely this week. I'm afraid we cannot hope that it was because Nina Garcia threatened never to come back.
But wouldn't that have been a great story? Her stomping.
Yeah, if I were editing, I could put that together, couldn't I?
Can you see Nina just turning to them and saying, I've had enough of this. Coors, lay off the tanning lotion. Heidi, cover your legs. Cover your hoo-hoo.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that would have been so much fun to see. Maybe Nina will do it when she comes back.
Yes, please, Nina. Oh, please, Nina, if you're listening, give us some attitude.
Okay.
Okay, one more thing before we get to the runway. I just realized I looked at my notes again. It was one other thing to notice. Jarrell is picking up the slack where Keith left off, which I'm sure there are plenty of girls and boys who appreciate that.
The being handsome?
In his underwear for extended periods of time. It's like, he wasn't shy of the camera. No, point the camera at me. These are my underwear. Yes.
Thank you, Jarrell, for thinking of all the boys and girls in the world who need some eye candy. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
Do it again.
Well, if we're going to be that way, then we have to go back just a little bit. Stella in the workroom said what I think of Rachel Zoe.
Yes! Oh, I loved that!
Oh, that was so fabulous. Thank you, Stella. You rock. You really do.
I loved how they played with Tim, too. Oh, Rachel, we say that with love. No, we don't. No, I mean it. Every bit of it. Go, Stella!
Thank you. That was like the best part of the show tonight. So, we get to the runway?
Yes. Now we can get to the runway.
Okay. How are we going to do this?
Well, I took notes. You want me to list them off?
I'll tell you what I thought, I can remember.
Let's go in order.
I took notes, too.
Well, I took notes, and so if you forget them, I'll try and remind you the ones that I remembered. Joe made a backless Shanghai sort of rappy thing.
I wrote a street person on crack.
Whoa. I wasn't quite that mean, but I said colors. Ow. The colors hurt me.
Yeah. Well, street person on crack, that's not really polite. But, you know, if you can't see through your bloodshot eyes to understand what colors you're putting on. It was a big, big, big no for me.
Yeah.
And it was the first thing on the runway. And I was just, no, please. No. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I agree. That was a bad way to start the show. Followed by Leanne.
Purple and buff poofy.
That's what you wrote?
That's what I wrote. Purple and buff poofy. I liked it. I was so glad that she actually made the jacket she sketched, because when they were talking about it in the workroom, mm-hmm. it was much longer.
Don't you love coats these days? Have you looked at the little jackets and the little 50s things and the the boleros?
Yeah, they're lovely.
And the,
they really are. Yes. It's time that sort of stuff came back. Thank you, world.
Swing coats. Yes, I loved it. I wrote down, I want the dress and the coat. And in fact, I seriously looked at it and thought, if that thing wins, could I wear that? No, dang it, I can't.
Oh, please, you are always going to VIP events in Las Vegas. You need to get that outfit.
Steve, you hear this? I have to buy the dress so that, let's see, I haven't seen Cher.
Okay, and the next thing coming down the runway, Terry Pants,
yeah. I wrote, to New York woman of today.
It looked pretty modern.
Yes, very modern, which I thought, you know, missed the challenge.
I really kind of thought she was going to pull out a wide leg pant. I was hoping she would, and it wasn't wide enough.
Hey, why didn't somebody do a beautiful palazzo pant? This was the perfect opportunity.
It really was, especially with the Marlena Dietrich challenge.
Yes.
That would have been where it goes. No, nothing there. Oh, well. Jarrell, who is adorable, and we adore him.
But he made a costume.
He made a stewardess outfit. I expected her to be holding a tray and saying, coffee, tea, or me. What was that? There was another crazy Jetsons outfit.
It was, and the hat was too distracting. I couldn't look at the outfit because I was looking at the hat. Jarrell
yep.
has worn the little hat. The drag queen wore the little hat. Now Jarrell put a little hat on the model, and it's just like, okay, enough with the hats, y'all. No more Navy hats. We've seen the Navy hat. Move on.
Right.
Yes.
And then Cutto chose the same fabric that's highlighted in the Diane von Furstenberg commercial.
Which I love. Do you not love it?
It's It's a very dramatic. I think you have to be a really strong personality to pull off a dress like that. And I know people who could do it. I'm not sure that that's me, but it was beautiful and elegant. In both the incarnations, we've seen that print.
I was very surprised that I loved the yellow as much as I did. I thought that that really made a statement.
Well, you know, last season, or was it the season before, that everybody was talking about acid yellow. And I thought acid yellow was hideous. This was a much more lemony kind of shade. I thought it was lovely.
Taken straight off of Diane's racks. So that's Diane's yellow. I approve, which is easy for me to do.
But I think Kato's dress was really nice. And as usual, I totally loved that she approached it from the viewpoint of, let's make this look good on everybody, no matter what size they are.
She said that a few times, and I appreciate that. As a purchaser of clothing, which most people are, I like it when people make things I can wear.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. And then there was Blaine.
And I wrote, knickers, ew.
I wrote, culottes, ? Jofers, ? Knickers, ?
Icky, ew.
I thought it was ew. I thought it was really hideous and immediately hideous. Whop you upside the head, hideous. And it didn't help or hurt that the producers edited the show to make it look as if Diane von Furstenberg was giving him the stink eye.
Oh, gosh.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yeah. There's no telling when she made that face or about what. It could have been about anything.
By the way, don't you love that phrase? Giving him the stink eye. That just says so much.
It really does. But apparently it wasn't enough of a stink eye. And then, you have to remind me, what was Suede's outfit?
Suede's was made out of camouflage and houndstooth.
Oh, yes.
Which I always think of together. Yes.
Sorry. My goodness. That was quite a dress.
It was meh. It was, you couldn't see the shape.
Yeah.
You couldn't see the shape of it, dang, because it was camouflage. So she blended into the wall, I guess. I just couldn't see the shape of what she was wearing. I thought for a second it was palazzo pants. But it wasn't.
Wow. It wasn't the most hideous thing on the runway tonight. On the other hand, when I think of it, all I can do is laugh. It's just so mismatched.
Didn't work. Then there was Stella with the costume cape and the wrong fabric for the top. That peplum was hurting.
I had hopes for... Yeah. But I was so surprised that she tried to do a peplum. I think Stella, for the last two challenges, just really went outside her comfort zone and really shouldn't have. Should have stuck with what she knows.
They can't win for losing, can they? I mean, if they stay in their comfort zone, then they say, well, you just do the same thing over and over. And if they go outside their comfort zone, they say, well, that's not you. So they can't. Yeah.
By the way, I just have to say this. If we're as exhausted as I think everybody is getting, Stella looked like $1 million on the runway.
Didn't she?
She looked fabulous. I mean, really and truly, she pulled out, I think those were false eyelashes, and they looked fabulous on her. I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. She just looked amazing, and she has always reminded me so much of my best friend, Chrissy.
Well, she has always she has such confidence in herself. Half the time she has on no makeup, and the other half the time she has on full makeup, and she's just like, yeah, here I am, fine, okay.
And yes, and I love that attitude.
Yeah.
The outfit that she made tonight didn't really trip my ziz wheel.
No.
And then there was Kenley's dress that everybody was slamming on. And Heidi started to slam on it, and then all three of the other judges shut her down.
Mm-hmm.
Which was just brilliant. And I enjoyed that.
Go eat your macrobiotic salad, you Amish woman, you. And then, once again, I'm afraid a meteor hit Bay. We've lost part of the recording here, but we pick up with the question of whether it was easy to pick a bottom three or a top three and so on. Let us rejoin the conversation in progress. When you say easy to pick a least favorite, do you mean a collection of unfavored outfits, or the very least favorite of all was easy?
Least favorite of all was easy, but it was also really easy to pick a collection of least favorites.
Okay, what about the top?
What
and
top?
I'm biased. What about your favorite outfit? What was good? The best outfit, was that easy for you?
No, actually, the top was a little more difficult. It really was kind of a toss-up between Leanne and Kenley for me.
Really? For me, it was between Leanne and Kato. But you weren't crazy about that fabric, so I can see that moves Kenley up into the top two.
Right.
But, you know, Leanne's my girl, so it's easy for me to say, yep, she's the winner. My favorite.
Fingers crossed.
I have finally found a favorite for this season.
And it's Leanne?
Well, yeah, but I guess that doesn't make sense because I said Leanne from the very beginning. But I could have been swayed in another direction. Huh. I'm easily swayed. No way.
No, we're not.
No, I'm not going to go for swayed.
The contestant. Yeah. Amy's been waiting all season to say that.
Yes. Yeah. Better say it quick because I don't know if he's going to be around till the end. But anyway. No. I could have been convinced that Leanne was not my favorite, but no, she just gets to be more and more my favorite, and I want to buy her stuff.
Well, that's cool. I'm so glad you have a seasonal favorite. I think my favorite's Kato.
You know, if she won over Leanne, I couldn't be too angry.
Well, we still have a few weeks to go, so.
Speaking of a few weeks to go, there's another whole controversy about what are they going to do, because Fashion Week is in 2 weeks and they have nine designers. They had nine designers tonight. After two eliminations, they're going to have seven left. How many designers are going to show in Bryan Park?
I think there will be double eliminations.
Well, it's going to have to be next week because that's the only elimination left before Fashion Week.
Oh, come on. Let's call a spade a spade. You know perfectly well there are at least three designers in that crowd right now who haven't been cut, who should have been cut by now.
Looking at the list, yeah, okay, that one, and that one, definitely, and yeah, possibly that one. Okay, yeah.
Three. There's three. I can name them.
You're not working on making too many friends, are you?
They're not my children. I can have favorites and least favorites. So,
I like that. I like that philosophy.
Okay, so the judges' favorites, they immediately said Kato was in. Yay. Yay, Kato.
And surprised me because I thought she would be in the top two.
Yeah. She was in the top two, I think.
But the top two that were left on the runway were Leanne and Kenley. And the winner was?
Leanne.
Yay!
Yay! Leanne. Two wins in a row. Honey, you are toast. I'm sorry.
What?
In previous seasons, generally when people win two in a row and they don't win immunity with the second win, they're out of there.
That's right. They didn't get immunity this time, did they?
No, they didn't give immunity this time. So, Leanne, it was... No, seriously. I hope Leanne sticks around longer. And it really was nice to see her win two in a row.
Yes.
And then Kenley was declared safe. And then Suede was declared safe.
Suede, you're safe. Go back and get Blaine and send him out here.
That left Stella and Joe on the runway. And I yelled at the television. And my son came running to ask me what was wrong.
Because you didn't want Stella to go?
No, the judges kicked out Stella and kept Joe, who, honestly, if you were just going on the basis of tonight's clothes, why? I mean, why? I just don't understand.
I'm with you. Well, you don't want him to keep Stella just because of her personality. And you have to admit, at some point, she's pretty one note. She's got a certain style, that's for sure. But when you're saying, if the goal is to find America's next top designer, I can't see that Stella's style is going to sweep the nation.
I love Stella, and I wanted her to stick around longer. And honestly, I don't get it. And maybe that's why I have such a negative feeling about tonight's episode, which wasn't really negative. It was mostly just kind of eh. But then at the end of this eh episode, they kicked off the wrong person.
And that, well, yeah, okay, I can see that. I'm okay with it, and Stella was definitely okay with it.
Yes, Stella was fabulous. Yay, Stella, you go, girl. And I hope she gets lots more business because of this.
You know, the thing is, given her place in the business world, her position right now as a designer, having already designed for famous clients and being where she was, I think that this show has done for her as much as this show could do for her. I don't think it would have helped her to win.
That's an idea.
Do you disagree?
No, I do agree. Actually, this isn't the show for her. She was great and she showcased her own talent and that was fabulous. But winning Project Runway isn't going to do a darned thing for Stella. She's fabulous in her own right. She doesn't need that.
I'm just glad that it raised her visibility. And the people who are in the market for the clothes that she makes now know where to find her.
Yes. Right there in New York City, isn't it?
Yep. So,
okay.
Next week.
No idea what's coming up next week. I missed the previews.
I think they're bringing back oft designers.
Oh, that could be fun.
I think they're going to do something similar to what they did in the third season, where they brought back Vincent and Angela and gave them the opportunity. Oh, God. No, please. Oh, gee. Oh, wouldn't that be horrible if they brought back the nightmares of previous seasons?
Oh, man. Please, no. I've been enjoying this season so much. We don't need other seasons' nightmares. So, don't forget to listen to Apollonius. They don't know. Don't forget to read Project Runway. That's brilliant. Don't forget to read Blogging Project Runway. They've always got the most information. The most
pure. Listen to their podcast, too. They've got interviews with the designers every Friday.
Oh, yes, they do. They've got interviews with the designers every Friday, and they're just really nice people. Not like me, because I say terrible things.
Oh, not as terrible as I say.
And thank you for listening. You guys are great.
We love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.